This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, buddy, it's hour two of the nation. Welcome in here on a Football Friday, the last Football Friday of the Cowboys season. We're going to be talking with Stephen Jones coming up in 90. I don't know if you heard Jerry Jones on today. He had a lot of interesting things to say. He kind of threw Trayvon Diggs in a free agent body bag. We'll get to that. But he also said, you know, these can't be small, subtle moves that we're making to try to get back in the playoffs. The fact that they missed the playoffs 2 years in a row is in Jerry's craw. He's looking forward to remaking the defense. We look forward to free agency and the draft. We'll get Steve's thoughts on that coming up here at 4:30 on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. But, man, we got to recap and relive some of this college football glory we got to witness over the last couple of days, Chief.
Yes, sir. Crack him if you got him. Let's crank open the darty.
Looky here. Mr. Cold Turkey put a mini booze bottle in his headset.
I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing that.
Special teams, fucking joke.
Say our name again!
Well, I don't get that right in the head, Cole.
Don't get me started, love. I've had too much stress.
All right, we got to start with what happened at the Armed Forces Bowl today.
This is pretty freaking hilarious, dude.
Armed Forces Bowl, you have the parachuters flying in.
Do you think they were bringing the game ball in?
Gosh, I hope at least two of the five weren't.
The ball there made it in, huh?
Only three.
Need some backups.
Only three of the five paratroopers made it safely onto the field. Okay, one of them completely missed the stadium entirely. Okay, so there's supposed to be five that are all in sort of synchronized coming onto the field, and one of them didn't even make it into the stadium. Okay, so that's the first thing.
So at that Eamon Carter Stadium, like, there's not a lot of area to land. Like, I work.
Well, you
there.
Have a 100-yard football field.
I know, but if he's landing outside the stadium.
Oh, yeah, I see, and I don't know.
I mean, there's not a lot of space for him. Now, okay, I take that back. There's a grass practice field on the other side of the stadium, on the other side of the football complex. So he could have gone onto that grass practice field. But and that's a good 100 yards, maybe 50 yards.
Yeah, and that I haven't seen a video of the guy missing the stadium. So like I don't know exactly.
I saw the guy get caught in the net, and then he came down out of the net. He got caught up and then fell into the crowd.
This is why I want nothing to do with parachuting. I mean, these guys are all like veteran military parachuters.
Right.
You know, it's what they did.
Yes.
They couldn't even hit a 100-by-50 football field.
These are supposed to be
things go wrong.
Your best of the best kind of guys.
Are we cutting spending back that much that we can't?
I mean, I think there's just an element of the unknown.
Throwing some jobbers out there.
Why don't you throw yourself out of a perfectly good airplane?
Yeah, the video, and thank God he's reportedly okay, but the funniest video is the guy who's coming into the stadium, and he's coming through like the end zone area, and so he accidentally runs into the netting behind the field goal posts. So that's where he gets caught at, dead in his tracks, and then he just kind of free falls down.
It looked
like
the crowd.
When you watch the video, you're like, oh, no, I don't know if that guy is safe, but the reports are like he's apparently fine. I'm guessing the guy who missed the stadium entirely is okay. So three of the five touchdowns safely. Kudos to those
guys. This is what's going on. College football season. We're filming a commercial for Mayhem. This is Mayhem.
Oh, okay.
This is like... Yeah, I'm bringing in the game ball. and then also he gets caught in the net and ends up in the crowd.
This is brilliant marketing on your part. I'm guessing that's not what happened
here. He went into the Allstate net, right? Doesn't Allstate sponsor the net?
It doesn't look like Allstate to me, but okay. If you are an Allstate commercial writer guy,
this needs
just copy and paste this.
Yeah,
here we go.
Yeah,
because there's a bunch of like sporting event Allstate ones.
Yeah,
you know where they're driving through the parking lot, just running through different cars and stuff. They're great commercials.
Yeah, I mean,
those have been awesome Mayhem for a long time. Mayhem's awesome. A legend.
He is awesome. But
this should be the next commercial they do.
Yeah, like they show like I'm jumping out of a plane. I got the game ball. You think I'm going to make it? Probably not. I'm Mayhem. You have cheap car insurance. You're not going to make it either. Yeah.
That's perfect, dude.
I like the one where the guy's watching it on TV and Mayhem starts making out with his wife.
Mayhem is a freaking legend.
Yeah.
Okay, so we had the quarterfinal, and it started at the Cotton Bowl on Wednesday night, ringing in the New Year's beautifully. If you were pulling for the Canes, had a fantastic time.
Going to Glendale?
Not going to Glendale.
If we can get tickets, you go to Glendale?
The freaking the championship, the Natty's in Miami.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe I could shack up with my uncle out there and try and make a play. But, no, I'm probably one and done here.
Tell you what, man, the field at the old Joe Robbie. I call it Joe Robbie. I know. What's it called? What's the stadium now over there?
It's just Hard Rock.
Hard Rock Stadium. I call it Joe Robbie still.
I call it the Hard.
That grass didn't look good yesterday. The field looked a little chopped up.
Yeah, for the tag game.
Yeah, it looked a little chopped up. And normally they have a beautiful, pristine field. It was kind of chopped up.
Yeah, that's true. They need to get it right for
they will.
For the Natty.
They will. They'll get it. They'll get that thing squared.
I don't know if they had precipitation going on like they did at the Rose Bowl or not.
That was amazing how much rain they had at that place.
Yeah, it was nasty coming in. Like game day, those guys were just getting rained on.
Yeah.
Saban's got his laptop out there. I'm like, bro, you might need to go ahead and bag that thing up. But, Miami, hey, heck of a win. Carson Beck made a couple of big-time plays with his legs. There was a 3rd-and-11 in the fourth quarter with that game still hanging in the balance, and he puts his shoulder down and makes damn sure he gets the first down on 3rd-and-11. That was big-time. Mark Fletcher in the run game, icing it out.
Mark Fletcher.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sure is a load.
He's a load, bro.
Yeah.
Sonny Styles never missed a tackle.
He
missed one or two on that big body of Mark Fletcher. Yeah. And that's going to help him versus Ole Miss. We'll have plenty of time to break that down, but it'll be Miami and Ole Miss in the Fiesta Bowl. And Ole Miss's run defense has not proven to be awesome. So that's where Miami's going to have to make some hay there, pushing those guys around. But, yeah, the Miami defense, Keontae Scott at nickel corner, Mezidor and Bain as the edge rushers, they are serious, man. They are not screwing around. Saying in the first half,
yeah.
I mean, the first quarter, Ohio State's got 9 yards.
Yeah.
And the total for the game, they had like 45 rushing yards. He started to settle in. I mean, he's a young quarterback. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of pressure that he was under. But
it's amazing to watch these blue blood teams, Ohio State and Bama, just struggle to run the ball as much as they do against programs that aren't supposed to be stocked with as much depth and size.
Yeah, yeah. And now that's the new world we live in, man. You can kind of snap your fingers if you're committed to it. And Cristobal's been super committed to making sure O-line, D-line, you're going to have some guys. But Miami's defense flies around, dude. It was so fun to – I mean, they were smacking dudes. Even when they were making plays down the field, Ohio State receivers, they took shots time and time again. You had Coach O on the Miami sideline, your guy.
I was a graduate assistant. In Miami.
Okay, I was wondering what his affiliation
graduate
was.
Graduate assistant in Miami, and then I went on to be a coach. I couldn't stay around Miami very long. They didn't want me around there very long.
Yeah,
you know, a lot going on in Miami.
A lot of married men getting uncomfortable.
You see, I had my coaching gear on there. I was wearing a coaching gear on the sidelines.
I was
a shirt from 1983. Yeah, see that? I was coaching him up then.
Old school. Playmaker was out there.
How many guys now, former players, are going to be on the sidelines for this next game? Or is it? Are they?
Well, they
embrace this now. Miami embraces this.
Yeah,
they totally embrace this. But I wonder how many more guys are going to show up now for this next game. It only gets bigger.
Yeah, it should. And they had quite a few: Ray Lewis, Michael Irvin, Edgerrin James, Andre Johnson.
Yeah.
And so
there might be a whole damn team standing over there before.
Especially if they get to the Natty and it's played in Miami, it'll be a who's who of Hurricane alumni.
If they get that game to Miami, that will be a crazy environment.
Yes.
I mean, that would be a crazy environment for them.
It's incredible for college football. Just what they bring energy-wise to the whole deal makes it better. Their fan base
brings a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. They really do.
And I will say credit to the Buckeye
fans. I wonder
fans.
How that happens, by the way.
Yeah.
Man, you guys, your passion is through the roof.
Shout out to Miami.
No other school leads the league in, like, cutting up jerseys and wearing them in the crowd.
Yeah.
I mean, they will invent some festive wear for these games.
No question about it. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You had Bama and Indiana. Indiana's the real deal, man. I mean, my gosh. Cignetti, Mendoza, that first drive offensively looked a little wonky for them.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, here goes another one of those long layoffs. This team getting the bye week. They're just not clicking. And then it all fell into place for them. And Bama could do much of nothing. I mean, Ty Simpson's getting benched in the game.
He got hurt.
Come on. Yeah. I mean, he was taking some shots. Like Indiana's physical, man.
That Indiana defense will make your quarterback look bad.
Yes.
Like, if anybody wants to draft Dante Moore or Ty Simpson, you have to watch that game and tell me how you think he's not going to struggle at the NFL level.
Right.
Like, year one's going to be a significant – because that's, you know, that's as close as you're going to get right now. No disrespect to Ohio State, and I guess their defense was number one statistically. Indiana's is just oppressive, and it's playing better now than it has at any point in the season.
Yeah, I mean, they do a lot of interesting stuff. The simulated pressures, they're putting a bunch of guys on the line of scrimmage, dropping dudes out, and you get some free rushers going. Like, their defensive coordinator, shoot, he needs to be on the short list of names that if you're the Cowboys, you're trying to talk to here, because he's got those guys playing outstanding football and really confusing offensive line and quarterbacks. On the other side, Mendoza, fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, you blitz him, like, whatever you want to try and dial up for him, he's ready for it, dude. After that first drive, it was a well-oiled machine. And Alabama, you had Herb Street on the call just totally dogging Alabama. Like, this looks like a team that's not, like, they have totally given up. Yeah. And Indiana will do that to you. They're physical. They're disciplined. Cignetti's just, his face is on the sideline. He's just so stoic. Yeah. It doesn't matter what's going on. He's just locked in. He's not getting excited. He's not getting ticked off. But Indiana is absolutely the best team right now. Texas Tech, Baron Morton, that was my concern. Like, is Baron Morton good enough to do anything?
Turnovers were bad.
Turnovers were really bad. And the Texas Tech defense was awesome. They really were. And they're forcing Oregon to settle for field goals and the pass rush and the D-line. Gosh, that David Bailey, he lived up to it.
Yep.
He totally lived up to it, man. That is a dude whose TFLs and sacks and pressures all over the place, embarrassing some of those tackles there for Oregon. Dante Moore got hit quite a bit in the game, but it was just the Tech offense could do nothing. Now, it looks like they're going to be in on Sorsby here, the Cincinnati quarterback who's jumped in the portal. This guy, Brendan Sorsby, he's got visits lined up to Tech and to LSU.
Yeah, evidently, like, Zach was telling me that LSU, Tech is in the $3 million range, and it sounds like that maybe LSU might be in five. That's where we might be with this quarterback. $5 million for transfer portal.
Yeah, that's exactly what I saw. Like, the 247 reporter guy was saying that you're looking at.
Zach was telling me, he's like, hey, man, you're in on this kid from Cincinnati.
Yeah, it sounds like that's what it's coming down to. I mean, a lot of teams are interested in him. He's the number one player in the portal, number one quarterback in the portal. But he's going to fetch $5 million plus from whichever school he lands on. And it looks like it's coming down to Tech or LSU.
Well, it sounds like, and again, I think Zach's got incredible connections at Texas Tech.
He does.
He was saying that Tech is willing to go to the $5 million range, is what he was saying.
Yeah, so, I believe it. Yeah. Well, and especially after you watch that game, you're going, man, if we had Sorsby yesterday, we're probably not putting up a bagel on the scoreboard, that's for sure. Morton was just a big-time problem for them. Their offensive line wasn't great. But Morton was absolutely a problem. So, yeah, now the portal is open, and we'll see how it all shakes out. But Sorsby right now is the number one hot ticket. Looking forward to seeing where our UNT quarterback Mestemaker goes. UNT's got a couple of guys, the running back, and I think they have a defensive back as well that are going to be up in there. So we'll see how it all shakes out. But we'll start to get some deals coming in here probably pretty soon.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Terrific work as always. It's incredible, you know, to have more college football to go, three more before the glory hits is it's something. You know, I think this 12-game format's an absolute home run. We got the C-note coming up next. I'll tell you the most exciting thing I believe you have to look forward to in Sunday's Cowboys-Giants game coming up next year to the G-Bag Nation and the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.